It's the 16th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Scott Jeff has been sentenced in the murder of his partner's child following the physiological and physical abuse which took place over 6 weeks. 2-year-old Isabella Jonas Wheeldon faced escalating violence from the 24-year-old Jeff after his attempts to potty train her. Her mother, 24-year-old Chelsea Gleason Michelle, was aware of the violence towards her daughter but chose not to intervene in order to preserve her relationship with Jeff. The couple were seen wheeling the baby's body around for 3 days after she had died while they ate, drank and socialised around town. Jeff from Sandy has been sentenced to life in prison and must serve a minimum of 26 years. Gleason Michelle, the child's mother from Biggleswade, received a 10-year sentence. Bedford Borough Council have now lifted the 100-metre cordon around the Cleat Hill area, opening the way for evacuees from 50 households to return to their homes in time for Christmas. A fatal gas explosion on the 19th of October took the lives of Paul Swales and Julia Harris after a natural gas pocket ignited, engulfing their home in flames. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton has been asked to present a business case for the purchase of the Lloyds Bank building on Bedford's High Street. During a call-in meeting, councillors questioned why the building was being bought for a price above market value. Councillor Henry Van said, "The business case is so important and why the executive must think again to justify the potential purchase." The mayor said he believed in Bedford and was willing to fight for its High Street. Over the weekend, Bedford celebrated the 80th anniversary of Glenn Miller's disappearance. The popular big band leader spent 5 months in Bedford during World War II, where his final performance with his band took place at Bedford's Corn Exchange. Miller's aircraft disappeared on the 15th of December 1944 while crossing the English Channel. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.